For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Earlier in the COVID-19 pandemic, the price of oil plummeted globally as travel for work and leisure was dramatically scaled back because of health concerns. Now, with vaccines being rolled out and restrictions being lifted, the price of oil is on the rise. Gas Buddy now says it's likely the national average of a gallon of gas in the U.S. will reach $3 by Memorial Day. On Friday, I spoke with the company's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan.
It's certainly not a guarantee. We're not saying it will happen. We're just saying there's certainly a high potential, 70% chance that the national average could hit that $3 gallon mark. And a lot of it stems from the fact that OPEC met yesterday and decided to keep oil production figures unchanged. That is, they're extending the production cuts they've made in the last 12 months, amounting to 10 million barrels a day less of oil production than pre-COVID levels. That comes at a time that Americans are filling up their tanks at the most brisk pace since the pandemic started. So we are looking at a pretty big imbalance here. Demand is strengthening and continues to rise, whereas oil producers, led by OPEC, are continuing to only churn out gas, oil at the same pace they did during the pandemic. So there's certainly a mismatch here, and that's caused oil prices to rally significantly. In fact, just now this morning, oil prices close to $66. That's good for the highest price since 2019 on this imbalance. So really, it's pretty cut and dry here. Demand is up more than supply is, and that is pushing prices higher.
Could production in the U.S. increase to fill the void?
It could, but it would take many months to do so. As a function of last year's low oil prices, oil companies were hit swiftly and significantly, laying off thousands of workers during the depths of the pandemic. That is not manpower that could just quickly come back in a snap of a finger. Wells have been shut down. People have been laid off, and it will take many months, if not longer, to restore some of that production. In addition, U.S. oil companies lost a collective $50 billion last year alone. And so you could argue that they are still in survival mode.
Now, some companies have said that they will continue to allow employees to work at home at least part-time, even after the pandemic is over. Could what we have witnessed in terms of travel for work over the past year be indicative of what might be existing in the future?
Well, it certainly could be. It certainly could be. I would expect some of those work-from-home benefits to likely continue, even after the pandemic, is behind us. And that will likely lead to a longer period of time. It will take gasoline demand to return to fully pre-COVID levels. However, on the other side, offsetting that is a market that is heating up tremendously. COVID numbers are down. Americans have been under restrictions for the last year on travel. And you could argue that there is significant pent-up demand to offset the amount of people that are now working from home and have no commute. So there's a lot of wheels turning here, and a lot of this moving forward is contingent on continued recovery in the pandemic. But it's certainly looking like the national average could hit that $3 gallon mark in short order.
Now, looking even further into the future here, automotive manufacturers such as GM and Ford, they've been rather public about their intention to shift to fully electric vehicles. In your mind, what does that spell for the fuel industry?
I mean, you're talking about something that will take decades, that is not moving very quickly. And amidst a pandemic when millions are still unemployed, I would be skeptical that this is something that would greatly change the game in the next few years. It will certainly in the decades ahead, as Americans in some areas may migrate to EVs, but at least in the short term, in the next few years, as we continue to recover from a pandemic in which millions are unemployed, it probably won't change a whole lot.
Now, of course, none of what we've been talking about is really under the control of the people who are pumping gas into their vehicles. So what are some of your tips for those trying to save money on gas as the prices do increase?
Well, Americans could drive less, and that would scale back the price increases. The market is driven by supply and demand. If Americans are reducing their demand, that would certainly eat into the increases. But aside from that, motorists should certainly continue to shop around. So many times this year already, I've seen people saying on social media that they just go and fill up. They don't really shop around because they need it anyway. But essentially, people that simply go to the station and fill up are likely paying more than they should, by the tune of 10 to 20 cents a gallon, which adds up to potentially $200 a year or more. So I would continue to urge motorists to take the 10 or 15 seconds to find out if that station's a good deal or a bad deal.
Patrick DeHaan is the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.